One more question, if you will. Once I get the survey and it proves my case, since this is open, do I need to correspond back with?
By Mrs. Isaacs.
Yeah, you get with Mrs. Isaacs, and she'll be able to.
Planning and zoning.
I'm sorry, her first name?
Susan, it's here.
Oh, gee.
It's me. This is my rec line, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Case number 10,655, Ellen McDonald, southwest of Route 1, northwest of Martin Lane, being lot 29 within Truitt's Midway subdivision, a variance from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements.
Name and address, please.
Sean Tall, 14 Manor Drive, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening,
sir. I'm Daniel Myers here on behalf of Ellen McDonald. This is a request for a side and rear yard variance for a garage and a front yard variance for a house. The improvements are located in Midway, Truitt's Midway Development, which is a subdivision that was put in before zoning. It has relatively small lots. And the property in question and the properties along Martin Lane back up to Route 24. And actually, there were lots behind this property that backed up on 24, but when they widened 24, the state actually came in and took those lots and condemned them. And if you look at the surveys attached to the application, the very third survey, you'll see there's a lot 15 behind this property. And then the very next survey, you'll see that now the state of Delaware has their Route 24 behind this property.
We seem to be missing some surveys.
It should be to the back.
There's three. Like an old tax map and then survey is all we got.
Do you have a copy?
The old tax map shows what he was just talking about with the double two lots between Martin and 24. There's only one survey in our package.
Sorry.
It's okay.
There you go.
Structures have been there how long, Mr. Myers?
The garage was built in 1976 by a Mr. Frank Golatz. He got a building permit for it. It did say 5 and 5 for the side and the rear, but unfortunately, it ended up being 4.6 on the side and 4.9 in the rear.
Is there a CO issued?
Yes.
I don't think they go back that far, do they?
Well, they do, but it's in books.
It's dust. Not on microfiche?
Nobody knows how to read
with
books
dust.
Anymore.
Not microfiche?
The garage is frame construction, and it's built on a permanent slab foundation. The house itself was moved onto the property by an adjacent lot from an adjacent lot by Mr. Golatz in 1987. Which, unfortunately, on the second and third survey, it shows a concrete slab in front of the house. And on the third, the most recent survey, it's shown as a porch instead of a concrete slab. What the first two surveys don't show is that there was actually an overhang to the distance on what they call a porch on the most current survey, creating the violation. So it's not a roof over a porch. It's actually an eave or overhang from the house, the straight roof line that comes out. And so it was a violation when they moved the house up, but it wasn't shown on those. It's shown as a concrete slab instead of a porch, and it wasn't until the most recent survey that showed it as a porch that the violation was noticed. Again, this was moved there in 1987. by a Frank Golatz. Unfortunately, he passed, and so the only history I can obtain from that is from the property records. The property was transferred. This is currently the third owner since he's passed. It went through his estate. And with the overhang of the porch over the concrete slab, it creates a 4-foot violation for the front yard setback. The variances we're asking are the minimum variances requested. She's not requesting anything to expand the garage or expand the front of the house. With the location of Route 24, she wouldn't want to have to move the house back to get closer with all the traffic on 24. And I'd like to call.
Hello?
Could you please state your name?
My name's Sean Tall, and I'm a real estate agent in Rehoboth.
Okay, and so you're familiar with the property values in the area?
I am.
And would these variances have any adverse effect on any of the neighboring properties?
No, not in my opinion.
And have you listened to the facts I've recited to the board?
I have.
And if I asked you questions concerning that, would you say that they were true?
Yes.
So we would request that you grant the variance because this is an older subdivision. I don't have any evidence of actual variances issued in there, but if you drive through, you'll see that the properties, other properties are close to the front. Actually, if we had more distance, we may even be able to get the averaging for the front yard established setback line. I know that going through there, three of the houses look like they're closer than this to the property line. So, and you've heard testimony that this wasn't created by the applicant. It's the minimum variance, and it will not alter the neighborhood.
All right. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Portman? Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that Mr. Meyer has addressed all the standards for granting a variance. I'm convinced that this request does meet those standards, so I make a motion to approve case number 10,655.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,655. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.